You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. What makes you feel lucky? That's the takeaway question this morning. 877-8-MY-TAKE is how to reach us, or mytake at thetakeaway.org. What makes you feel unlucky? And lest you think we think torture is a silly matter. No, we're actually interested in your music selections that are particularly offensive to you, because it's based on a story we're going to be talking about a little bit later in the hour about the CIA actually does have a playlist that they use to try to compel prisoners to talk. We don't think it's funny, but we do think awful music is a serious matter. We want to hear your playlist, okay? 877-8-MY-TAKE. But it's not torture exactly, but it is the U.S. economy. The federal government is trying to figure out what to do with imperiled mortgage lenders Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Over the weekend, Hank Paulson, the Treasury Secretary, and Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve Chairman, got all the headlines in announcing a program to authorize Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to borrow a lot more from the Fed to bail them out, or at least project to the investment community that they are not in trouble. Joining us now from Capitol Hill, where the issue is actually going to have to be decided, Hank Paulson and Ben Bernanke, who, no matter what you might have thought from the announcements over the weekend, don't have the authority on their own to authorize this borrowing. Joining us now is Representative Maxine Waters, Democrat from California, on the House Financial Services Committee. Congresswoman Waters, thanks for joining us.
You're certainly welcome.
Gosh, Congresswoman, I haven't talked to you since I was on MSNBC years ago. It's nice to hear your voice.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Well, first of all, is this going to sail through the Congress, this authorization? It appears many billions of dollars.
Yes, it will sail without any real problems. You know, most of us understand the role that Fannie and Freddie play in our society in providing these home mortgages. They hold, I guess, somewhere between 5.2 and 6 trillion of all of the U.S. home mortgages. That's half of all the mortgages that are outstanding.
No, it's a very, very high number. And it causes me to ask this question. I mean, if you're going to allow this bailout to sail through the Congress, even though you've expressed so much personal frustration over President Bush's threatened veto of the housing bailout bill that you've been debating in Congress for many, many weeks now, why don't you hold this bailout up in return for a more support from the White House on a bill that's going to help individual mortgage holders?
Well, the bill that you're referring to is the bill, I think one of the pieces of legislation that I have that would provide funds for the cities, counties, and states to buy up many of these foreclosed properties, rehabilitate them, and put them back on the market.
$300 billion worth.
I beg your pardon?
$300 billion worth,
but
I believe.
That's the other. That's the FHA, or the one that Barney Frank is carrying.
Right.
That bill is the bill that you will insert in the support for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So that bill and the Fannie-Freddie bill will all be in one bill. And so I think, it's on its road to passage. That is the FHA strengthening bill, the bill that would allow FHA to refinance some of these properties that have to be marked down to 80% of value. So that this Freddie and Fannie legislation will go into that bill. It's not a matter of having to leverage one over the other.
Wall Street Journal has an op-ed this morning which suggests that you folks on Capitol Hill are delusional about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and that what the Treasury should actually be doing is putting them in receivership, declaring them bankrupt, because you're going to have bigger fish to fry down the line when, according to the Wall Street Journal, the airline industries all declare bankruptcy, and the auto industries declare a bankruptcy in addition to other bank failures like the one in your neighborhood over the weekend. What do you say to that?
Well, I say that we have a really quite difficult, complicated, and serious potential situation with Fannie and Freddie. With them holding all of these mortgages, and with them, having borrowed a lot of money, they have a lot of debt, and with them having investors all over the world, they could cause a serious problem in our economy. So, first things first, one thing at a time. We have to deal with this, and we have to deal with it pretty soon. Now, the fact of the matter is they're still financially sound. They still have enough capital. Some people think the market has overreacted. it. Let's see what happens. We're going to open up the Federal Reserve discount window in order to make capital available if they need it. But still, we don't know that we're going to have to do as much as is being talked about. One of the things that the Treasury Secretary has done and the Fed Chairman has done is they've made it very clear to the investing public that, you know, the government will stand behind them, and that helps to settle the market just knowing that.
Well, that's certainly the question, Congressman Waters, but Asian markets are reacting pretty negatively this morning. Thanks so much for joining us, Maxine Waters, Democratic representative from California's 35th Congressional District.
You're certainly welcome.
Speaking to us from Washington. Adora?
Just another chapter. We'll see what's to come.
And Senator, they're testifying on Capitol Hill, Bernanke
today,
and Paulson.
So
yeah.
Clearly we'll have more information at the end of the day. But we do have some information about Senator Barack Obama. He was...
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.